Let us read this responsively. And I shall begin. A song of degrees. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness for thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord, more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. May God bless us in the reading and meditation of his holy word. Here the psalmist wrote, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Out of the depths. This is the depths of the soul. Each and every one of us may have different aspects of depths that we are going through in our lives. And this psalmist certainly has gone through depths in his life. Let's just pause for a moment to see what are the depths that we go through. Would it be depths of illness? Especially when it just go on and on and on. Will it be depths of broken relationships? And broken relationships, soured relationships within a boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, parents and children, in-laws, are those our depths? And sometimes even the depths of strained relationship amongst brothers and sisters, siblings. And some doesn't seem to be able to patch up. Out of the depths. What are the other depths that we might experience? Financial depths. Financial constraints. Financial difficulties. Find it very hard to make ends meet. And we know that the economy in 21.6 this year is only one word, bad. Has only one direction, down. Jobs will be lost. It will be difficult, especially for main breadwinner of the family. Out of the depths. And what other depths can we face in our lives? Students will feel that it is studies. Studies after studies, exam after exams, projects after projects. Sometimes failure haunts them. Out of the depths. So to each his own, but God knows. And God knows the psalmist here, the heart and soul of the psalmist, is that out of the depths have I cried unto thee. God knows us more than we know ourselves. And God knows exactly what the difficulties in our lives might be. And here he said, I cried unto thee. Sometimes the cry is with tears. Sometimes even the tears could not be expressed. Sometimes the agony. And this is where we learn that the Holy Spirit will intercede for us. And say, Holy Spirit, take over that prayer, that cry, and groaneth on our behalf unto God in accordance with his will. So out of the depths have I cried unto thee. And how did he, the psalmist, address God? O Lord, capital L-O-R-D. the covenant God of Israel, Yahweh, Jehovah. O Lord, I cried unto thee. And let us pause for a moment to think, what has this God done? He has created the heavens and the earth by His words. He is that Almighty God that can control the universe, that controls everything that we see on earth. Control the sun, control the moon, control the stars, control the waves, control the rain, and somehow the flood and even the sea seems to have a barrier and will not pass through that. Control the floods of the rivers. Control the eruption of volcanoes. Control the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom. Control you and I. We are created in God's image. He created us. And therefore this psalmist, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. And he remembered. It is that God whom he's addressing. The God who knows him more than he knows himself. The God who is able. The God who is powerful, omniscient. The God who is omnipotent. God is able. And out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Why did the psalmist do that? Because he knows that there is one who can help him. None other than God, the covenant God of Israel. And he came out of the depths of his soul. And here we can almost see the psalmist crying out because he has got that struggle inside him. He has come to the conclusion that no man can help. No situation, no environment can help. But out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. And which means that he had that experience and know that God in times past, in his own life or in God's word, have given him the assurance that he can come to God in the time of depths in his life. And then verse 2. He addressed God differently. Lord, capital L and small O-R-D. Lord, Adonai, Master, Lord, my Father, one who cares for me, very dear, very intimate, very close. Lord, hear my voice. Why should God Almighty hear our voice? Sometimes we wonder, isn't it? He who made the heavens and the earth, he who is high above all. And here the psalmist said, Adonai, Lord, Master, my Father, hear my voice. Why hear my voice? Because you have a child who is in depths of trouble, depths of distress, depths of agony. And the psalmist said, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. And when the psalmist approached God, it is not out of pride. It is out of him knowing God. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Because the depths that the psalmist is going through is too much for him. Too much for him to face it on his own. Too much. Too difficult. And with that expectant, with that reverential attitude coming before the Lord, my Master, my Lord, my Adonai, my Father. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Why? Because the psalmist cannot take it for granted that his presence will be accepted by God. He approached God in a reverential way, addressing God as the covenant God of Israel, addressing God as Adonai, the Master, the Lord, the Father. Verse 3. If thou, Lord, if thou, covenant God of Israel, shouldest mark iniquities, should take note of my sins, O Adonai, O Lord, O Master, O Father, who shall stand? So the psalmist come before the Lord, said God, I'm transparent in the sense that there's nothing to hide. I'm full of sin. I'm full of sin. Will you hear me? Will you hear my voice? I'm full of sin. And I also know that, Lord, if you were to take note of my sins, who shall stand? How many of us are like Job? When we come to a point of distress and depths of our soul, I dare not come before the Lord like Job. Dare not. Because we're full of sin. We sin against the Lord in so many ways. Our public sin, our secret sin, God knows. And so the psalmist come before the Lord, O thou Lord, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Adonai, who shall stand? And he knows the answer. Nobody can stand. None of us can stand. Because we are sinners. And we only get into the depths of what we deserve. But this psalmist said that. But, verse 4, there is forgiveness with thee. It's almost with a trembling heart the psalmist come before the Lord. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared, and thou mayest be reverenced with awe. So this psalmist come before the Lord very careful, very carefully. As much as he's already in turmoil in his soul, out of the depths, he comes before the Lord with reverential fear. He comes before the Lord with the understanding of God's character, that God will forgive. If we confess our sins, our Lord Jesus is faithful, is just. He will forgive our sins. And then in verse 5, here the psalmist mentioned to God his attitude in his prayer. I wait for the Lord. Why wait for the Lord? Because the answer has not come. And this psalmist is still in the depths of distress, of sorrow, of trouble. I wait for the Lord. If the answer has come, we don't have to wait. But I wait for the Lord. Have you waited for something? Have you waited for someone before? And you wait. And you wait. And you wait. The person has not arrived. And that something has not come to pass. And you wait. My soul waiteth for the Lord. Oh no, verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. That real person, the soul, the real person of the psalmist is the real us. And how do he wait? And in his word do I hope. When I was meditating on the psalm, this phrase is so precious. I took my red pen and I underlined it. In his word do I hope. God's word, God's promises, God communicates with us through the entire Bible. In his word do I hope. Because as I wait and I wait and I wait, and the answer has not come. Or at least the answer that I thought would be the answer has not come. And what do? My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. I just hope. When we could see something, we don't need to hope. When we can grasp it, we don't need to hope. And we hope, it's because we think that something wonderful out there is for us to catch, for us to grasp, for us to embrace. And therefore we hope for that thing. And in here, the psalmist said that it is in his word do I hope. This is even more magnificent. Because the word of God, the promises of God, and every jot and every tittle of his word is much more precious than any of the wonderful things that we could imagine in our lives. And therefore, when the psalmist prayed, he's not dictating God. God, please do this, please do that. He's not dictating. In his word do I hope. It's just that, God, you have said this in your word. You have promised this in your word. I take your promise by faith. And that's why I hope in your word. And I now just read to you a verse from 1 Corinthians 10:13, which is very precious for a person who is going through difficult times in his life. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And the psalmist comes, as it were, God, out of the depths have I cried. Have you gone through situations in your life where you say that, God, I cannot take it anymore. I cannot bear it anymore. The torment is too much for me to handle. And here the psalmist said that, in his word do I hope. 1 Corinthians 10:13 is God's word. I hope that, God, you will make a way of escape. You will help me to bear with the depths of my soul. And in verse 6, my soul waiteth for the Lord. Wow. It is not waiting for someone, but it's waiting for the Lord, for the Adonai, for the Lord, for the Master, for the Father. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Well, you see that in the company of the priests, there will be some priests that will be put on guard, as it were. And sometimes in national service, they also have guards. And these guards will see that the first daylight, the first signal of daylight, when the sun comes up, he's going to prepare the morning sacrifice. So this priest will be looking and watching for daylight, and then he'll prepare for the morning sacrifice in the tabernacle. But here the psalmist said that my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Why more than they? Because number one, there is this great need. You know, when you are waiting for something, so desperate waiting for that something, you don't even sleep. You just wait. When will it come? When will it come? When will it come? You just can't sleep. Just wait for that to come. Wait for that thing, that event, that help in this case. Wait for that help to come. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Because those that watch for the morning, it's a duty to watch for the morning. You know, sometimes they may fall asleep and then, oh, you were caught off guard. But it is a duty for them. It is their job. But here, the psalmist said that, my soul waiteth for the Lord, waiteth for that help from the Lord, more than they that watch for the morning. And then here you see the emphasis repeated. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. It's like, God, my soul is in distress. I'm waiting for salvation. I'm waiting for help. I'm waiting for the Lord to come and lift me out of this quicksand, of this miry clay. Lord, when? How long? But this psalmist also said that, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning, because he knows that morning will come. Sometimes when, not sometimes, all the time when we are in the depths of distress, we feel that there's a darkness that we are facing. And in this darkness, you're just waiting for daylight to come, so that this darkness will end. But if the darkness goes on and on and on, that's why the psalmist said, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the night, for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. God, I'm in distress. It's night time. Is it a nightmare that I'm going through? Is this real? God, let it be morning so that I can be awakened out of this nightmare. God, it's morning so that everything will be bright and shiny again. Lord, my soul waiteth. And verse 7, let Israel hope in the Lord, the covenant God of Israel. For with the Lord, thank God, there is mercy. There is loving kindness. There is mercy. And with him is plenteous redemption. Abundant help. God, I'm in the night. I'm waiting for the morning. And the psalmist said, let Israel hope in the Lord. God is merciful. God is plenteous in his redemption. He can help. He surely will be able to help. There's no question about it. He's merciful. Filled with loving kindness. Do we know that God loves us more than we love ourselves? Even though God may see his children going through distress, God has a purpose. And the child may come forth as gold. that the stone may become diamond. But in the process, it's so hard. It's so difficult. And verse 8, the psalmist exclaims with that beautiful rendition of song, "And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." That is victory. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Israel will have hope. My soul will have hope. And that's why out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. And when Benjamin asked me, what might the topic be tonight? I said Psalm 130. And I think it would be aptly titled, "My soul waiteth for the Lord." And in this waiting, there'll be hope. And in this waiting, God shall redeem. God will help. And that is our hope in the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Father in heaven, we thank and praise Thee for the psalmist who wrote Psalm 130. He has gone through the depths in his soul. I pray for Thy Holy Spirit to minister to all of us here who are listening in, including webcast, where our souls are distressed. O Lord God, help. Be merciful. And we know that we can have hope in Thy Word. Help us, Lord, for we are weak. And yet, when we are weak, yet are we strong in the Lord. Because Thou art strong. And we can rely totally, surrender totally unto Thee. So Father in heaven, bless Thy people with Thy peace, with Thy hope, with Thy redemption. Through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord, we pray. Amen.